Yo, happy Cinco de Mayo. Ah, man, I done had a few sips already. More importantly, be it that I have a vague understanding of what Cinco de Mayo is, I looked up just like a Wikipedia and like another article or two just to like understand it. And yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty much like the 4th of July for Americans. That's what I get from it anyway. I mean, and it said, what? Where's the article? Cinco de Mayo was an annual celebration held on May 5th. The date is observed to commemorate the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862, under the leadership of General Ignacio Zaragoza. The victory, ooh, I would like to, because I heard the story about Zapata too. I mean, and that story, oh man, that shit was fucking epic. The victory of the smaller Mexican force against a larger French force was about to was a boost to morale for the Mexicans. Zaragoza died months after the battle due to illness. A year after the battle, a larger French force defeated the Mexican army at the Second Battle of Puebla. Is this actually the story where Zapata was one of the generals or something that was fighting alongside him? Is this the story? Like, please let me know. You know what I mean? And I don't want to start a fight because I just want to like clown who wrote this shit real quick. I mean, whoever wrote this fucking next article, when I tried to do a follow-up to try to verify, because you know Wiki is kind of like, I mean, Wiki be kind of shaky sometimes. Like, I mean, like, yeah, this is an article. I don't want to get y'all fighting out here, but this is what happened when I try to do something else to verify the information. But first, I'll take another motherfucking shot. While this loads up, if it loads up, shit. My laptop, man. I don't know why my laptop been acting wonky, but I don't like that shit. You know what I mean? Like, well, basically, the title line of the article says it's a mockery of Mexican culture, and then it goes out to read the same thing that I just fucking read. It goes out to read exactly the same thing I read, give or take a few words. You know what I mean? And it says it's a mockery of Mexican culture, but it goes on to tell the same story. So I'm going to go ahead and motherfucking say, as I always say, I mean, in true spirit of Cinco de Mayo, salud. Yeah, I wonder if that's who Zapata was fighting with. Because they said it was this guy. He went out into the fucking. He only had like an army of like five people. And he just built a whole fucking army from five people. And then was getting, then was starting to get help to the point where we started to get help. I don't know if that's the fucking story or. See, y'all make me want to look shit up. Y'all make me want to research shit. Close that fucking window. You know what I mean? And I don't know if it's fucking Verizon. I don't know if it's my laptop or I don't know if it's fucking files. And I'm looking back at my fucking. I'm looking back in my router with extreme malice. Be it that, I'm not running like, yo, they said my bill was going to be X amount of dollars for X amount of time. And guess what? My bill is now X amount of dollars for an indeterminable period until I guess they feel like they wanted to be X amount of more fucking dollars. You fucking rapist. Thanks a lot, fucking files. You're gonna jack my price up and lower my fucking internet speeds, which I should have enough internet speed to do everything I want in here because it's just me. I should just be able to do. I got my phone, I got my TV, and I got this right here, just my laptop. So I should have more than enough space. I should have more than enough like bandwidth or whatever the fuck they call it, internet speed, to do whatever the hell I want. I mean, and when I'm doing this, I'm doing nothing else because no background noise is the key. Exactly. You know what? I'm pissed off, man. Now I'm kind of a little fired up. I got some stories. Yeah. Know what I mean? And this is one thing we not gonna do. Know what I mean? We gonna, yeah. Police orders dad to delete video of son being beaten at school for being an alleged racist. Police orders dad to delete video of son being beaten at school for being an alleged racist. No. One thing we are not going to doing. This is what the fuck they want to take away from us: our right to use the internet, our right to record when they're fucking shit up. And if we let them take that shit away, things will get worse. It's bad. Things are bad now, but everything. The whole world has a chance to watch everything within amount without a within a matter of fucking minutes. Know what I mean? So they have to like tread kind of lightly. You get some hiccups there, but I guarantee you, if they take away our right to record or to like release videos of them doing dirty shit, know what I mean? Like, yo, they're gonna fuck, like, yeah. Then things are just gonna get worse. It's gonna get back to way before back, but before Rodney King. Yeah, it's gonna get back to before Rodney King. If you don't remember, back in the early 90s, Rodney King was video being beaten by LAPD. And through that right there, they had to, for years, they were working on police reform. That made them that because they didn't know that it could be done. But it was done. I mean, guaranteed we had the huge like shoulder. Fucking, we had huge. We might have had huger cameras now, but now we got cameras like in the palm of our hands, and it goes straight. It's so fast, it goes straight out all over the fucking world, and they're scared of it, and they don't want the consequences, so they want to try to like they want to try to scare people away from it, from shit that they're doing wrong. You don't beat on a kid for being racist. Know what I mean? He might just be repeating something that he heard somebody else say. How old was the kid? Police told the father to delete an online video of his son being attacked in the hallway of Scott High School in Taylor Mills City, Kentucky. Why am I not surprised? The man's son was allegedly attacked by a fellow student who believed him to be a racist. What the fuck? The attack occurred on April 6th. The Taylor Mills Police Department, TMPD, like they said, like it's cool. It's nothing cool about that shit. Y'all doing that bullshit. Said it was notified of the assault on the same day and is investigating. Because the incident involves two minors, they can't release any further information. Okay, the video recorded at a distance by a third person shows the attacker running up to another male student from behind, punching him in the back of the head and throwing him to the ground. Come on, we don't go to school for that. My parents was always say, you don't go to school to fight, but if a motherfucker can put their hands on you, then I guess you gotta fight. The attacker, you go to school to learn not to fight, to be exact, because I remember. Now, man, they said, you go to school to learn, not to fight. But hey, somebody put their hands on you, I guess you fight. The attacker then swears at the other student before punching him in the face and straddling his chest to rain more blows upon him. What is teaching these children to be so fucking violent? This gives me the vibe that this is the age that I would just be happy that they have pizza for fucking lunch on Fridays, and like, and they gave us, and it wasn't granny, so they gave us recess so we could run around. That gives off the vibe that this is the age. Like, I would, yeah, we get out and play dodgeball and fucking run around and get dirty and to come back. Your school clothes have holes in them because of your parents be mad. That's what we wasn't worried about, fucking beating up, like getting on top of somebody's chest at fucking 10, 11 years old and beating the shit. Yeah, you get your little scuffles, you come home with a strawberry, patch it up, be right back playing again the next day. Jesus Christ. What's wrong with these kids these days? The backtacker, though the attacker throws down his backpack and tries to approach his victim again, the teachers successfully keep them separated. Gee, thanks, teachers. Thank you. Somebody. Near the end of the video, the victim sits up and the other students surround him. The father of the assaulted student uploaded the video to social media. However, he said that the TMPD told him to take it down while they investigate. No, fuck that. I mean, no, fuck that. And maybe, just maybe, like, they can get a list of the students involved and have them, like, yeah, why you don't want to see the video? When there's a robbery, you want to see the video. When any other crime happens, you want to see the video if you want to do a thorough investigation. What kind of cop work are you guys up to? TMPD, TMNT, Teenage Mutant Police Department. Teenage Mutant Police Department. You fucking hillbilly hick ass motherfucking cops. The fuck out of here, man. Get your shit together. You know what I mean? Jesus. What's wrong with these? I don't know if it's the kids. Is it something in the fucking, is hormones in the meat? Is it the milk? Are we just evolving to this? Are we evolving to a species where, like, we remember how our fucking ancestors used to just be so fucking brutal? This is the HA half caste. Yeah. Oh shit. And I have been fucking extra. I don't understand. I've been struggling with a monologue. I want to do a monologue every. I want to. That's the format that I look for. And I just went straight from the Cinco de Mayo and into the fucking and straight into the first story. So just know that the period and the whatever, the dash dash dash. The whatever that was that the Cinco de Mayo thing was the fucking was supposed to be the monologue. Not that you guys care, but I'm evolving. Trust me. That is fucking retarded, man. That is it's just like how you gonna tell somebody like no. I want everybody to see it, and it's gonna put the fucking pressure on you to get that shit right. Not taking shit down, and there's nothing they could do about it. I mean, I don't think they could do shit about it either. I mean, yeah, except the only thing you could do about it is fucking get that shit right. I mean, do what you gotta do. I mean, I don't know if the kid could be, you don't want if they're kids, I don't know, because then you gotta get into intent and you gotta get into like you yeah it's really a true investigation. You know what I mean, all the way around on both sides, but you get into the age and you do like a mental evaluation like to see if like that's just man. But, yo, shout out to the father for saying, I'm not taking that shit down. Fuck you. And for that, yo, I'll take a sip. Salute. On. Go to Mayo. The motherfucker said it's a mockery and then went on to and then went on to cite the same information from the same from a wiki. The same exact shit. Like, no, it happened like this. All right. Officer shot while responding to set up. Officer shot while responding to set up 911 call. That's the danger of being a police officer. Like, and I was told when I was younger that see, I wasn't raised to hate all police. That I wasn't raised to think that police was a blanket term for the enemy. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't raised to think that. I mean, actually, a cop came to us when he could have arrested us when we was younger, and we was like smoking. You know what I mean? And we asked him about that Rodney King shit. You know what I mean? We asked him, and he said, "Yo, there's good cops and there's bad cops." And I remember that, and I was mad young, and I still remember that today, and that shit still applies for me. I use that as a tool to gauge shit for me. Like, yo, there's good cops and there's bad cops. Then he went on to say that, if you want to see more good cops, then become a cop. Yeah, okay, yeah, boy. Yeah, you had me. You had me, you know what I mean? When you was explaining the breakdown between there's good cops and bad cops. I mean, now you're recruiting. Now you're fucking recruiting at a young age. You know what I mean? Recruiting minors and shit. Like, nah, we're not gonna do that. Officer shot while responding to set up 911 call. Nashville police officer was shot while responding to a 911 call of a woman shot at a house. The department says it believes the call was a setup by the shooter to get authorities to respond. Which, if that shit starts happening, then whoa. Yeah, if that shit starts fucking happening, I mean, like, wow, what is going on with this shit? Do I gotta fucking stop the fucking show? Do I gotta pause the show? Make me fuck you up. Right? What's wrong with these people, man? I mean, like, yeah, don't make me make this hard for you. There's a young cop too. Nah, it's just low and slow. I think it's Verizon. I might have to call him up and smack him around a little motherfucker. Like, yeah, is it officers were fired upon as soon as they arrived at the house Tuesday evening. At the house Tuesday evening, police spokesperson Chris Mumford told ABC News Officer Brian Sherman was shot in the arm. The Metro Nashville Police Department said the man who allegedly shot Sherman, 22-year-old Salman Muhammad, then went outside. The police said were fired where officers tried to negotiate with him. So you already shot a cop. Like he already know what he in for. Muhammad fatally shot himself in the head, yeah, exactly, with a rifle in the driveway. Wow. So what did there has to be something behind. No, because when you call the cops, you never know what cop is gonna show up, right? So I don't know. Maybe he just like had it out for the cops. Shit, Sherman's injuries weren't life-threatening, and he was discharged from a hospital overnight, Mumford said. We believe the person who made the 911 call was Mohammed himself, police spokesman said. Was there anyone shot at the house, actually? Now, I mean, in fact, on the 911 call, you can hear him saying that he's scared, that shots are continuing to be fired. Hurry, hurry, please get here in a hurry. And he was probably all just shooting the shots himself, maybe. That wasn't in the article, but that was just me. Because, you know, I like to fucking, yeah, I like to ad lib. Yo, that's the whole motherfucking show. It's just me putting my fucking take on what I really think, my opinion on fucking things. It was all a ruse to get the police officers to the scene, Aaron said. No officers fired their guns during the incident, police said. And with no police officers shot fired their gun in the one incident where they wouldn't have gotten in trouble for the shit. Jesus Christ. It's fucked up that dude killed himself and whatever he felt that he had to do, that he did. You know what I mean? He felt that he had to do that shit. You know what I mean? Like suicide by cop and all that shit like that. Like, that's wild. That whole concept of that whole shit, suicide by cop, is just wild, period. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But the one time that they were supposed to fire their fucking weapons, they fucking didn't. So we ass backwards, man. We are ass fucking backwards, yo. He was only what, shot in the arm? He all right. He'll be all right. I mean, they'll give you a fucking they'll give you a few weeks off. You'll be getting paid. You'll get a fucking medal or something. And when you come back, they'll all buy you fucking free coffee and donuts for a fucking little while. Hey, that's the dangers of the motherfucking job. That's why, like when I watch Cops, I watch Cops. It's another one too, man. It's another show. I forget somebody told me. You know what I mean? But yo, they be like, yo, he got a knife. When they see you with something or they see you reaching, the only thing they're thinking about at most times is making it back home to their fucking wife and children, which doesn't justify them for shooting unarmed people and over policing to the point where people are dying when you're just trying to subdue them. It doesn't make up for that. It doesn't call for that. It's a fucked up job, but you knew what you were getting into when you got into it. Know what I mean? And but also, let's play devil's advocate. You know what I mean? When you see somebody reaching in their pocket and you keep telling them, like, yo, pull your hand out, yo, raise your hands, raise your hands, raise your hands. The first thing somebody will start thinking about is like, yo, I gotta make a home to my family. Like, yo, I'm not saying the shit they be doing is right all the time, but sometimes it be like some situations that is a fucking gray area. They yanked dude out of his motherfucking car. I mean, he was giving them shit. They yanked him out the car. He had a fucking knife in his hand already. But it was from the driver's side, he had the knife in his hand on his in his right hand. And I can't, if I'm a cop, I can't see that. It's a small pocket knife. It would have been enough to stab me, maybe cut me. Do something, you know what I mean? And they be catching motherfuckers with needles. You know what I mean? You might have a fucking needle in your hand, poke me with a needle. Now I gotta do a fucking test. Yeah, man, hey. It's those situations, those type of situations are like, they're fucking like, what can you say? What can you say? Like, yeah. You don't know what the fuck the motherfucker was trying to do. Moving on. Be all right. Those niggas get shot every day. Delete this. Next. Now, we get a story about a cop that was just doing a call. You know what I mean? He was just doing his job, right? Now, we get a story about some motherfuckers that was doing some stupid shit. I mean, it was two cops. God, I hate this. hell is this? Yeah, two police cars collide after allegedly drag racing. And they got their fucking cameras on. Nah, man, like, yo, so, like, what the fuck are y'all doing, bruh? Nah, I mean, oh, this is the video? That's just a fucking video. That shit fucking whack. Can I play the fucking video then? Know what I mean? Like, yo, maybe I'll put that shit up on my, maybe I'll put that shit up on my Twitter page. I mean, yeah, I'll put that shit up on my fucking Twitter page. This is a shitty fucking episode. Jesus Christ. Hey. Hey. And I'm proud to provide y'all with great content night after motherfucking night and technical fucking difficulties in the fucking way. God damn, man. Technical shit. I mean, like, yeah, yo, oh my God, yo. Handmaid's Tale. Y'all, please don't kill me. Please don't get online and kill me about me spoiling shit about motherfucking Handmaid's Tale. Yo, for real, man. This shit is fucking good, bro. Like, yeah, like, it's I don't want to spoil too much. I'm not gonna spoil too much. Yo, hey, you heard about the where the fuck was this McDonald's where they gave the girl the burger and it had fucking feces on the shit? I mean, where the fuck was that at? Like, cause that's when I deleted that fucking story. I mean, I fucking deleted that story because I was like, I don't really want to do it because it's fucking disgusting. It's late at night, motherfuckers is eating their dinner. I mean, like, oh, nobody want to hear that shit. But yo, shit, yeah. But yo, that's why I'm really like, I've been weaning myself off the fucking Burger King. Cause I really go to Burger King once or twice a week because it's on the way to my job and it's fast, it's convenient. That's it. That's it. But the Burger King I go to downtown next to the Stress Factory, you can't even fucking like, yo, you go in there, they mask and they got all the chairs up. They don't even want you to sit down. Like, yo, you can't even sit down and wait for your food. You can't eat in there, that's for damn sure. But while you're waiting for your food, you can't even sit down. They don't want you getting nowhere comfortable. Can I use the bathroom? Nope. Bathroom out of service. Yep. Which is good for them because that's where all the motherfucking fiends was going and they was tearing that bathroom the fuck up. I mean, which is good, so that's less work for them. So the only people that's using the bathroom is mostly employees. And maybe like if they see elderly that at their discretion. It's at their discretion. I mean, but yeah, two police cars alleged. Yeah. I'll probably just find that shit and post it to my fucking Twitter page. No big deal, man. No big deal. Not even tripping. That's one thing, yo. Like, I just, it's certain shit that as you get older that you don't even yeah, like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, I'd be like, what the hell is this? Why is this shit? But I guess 10 years ago, the internet wouldn't have been like, yeah. The page from my first story, no, Windows probably would have been just starting up just now. I probably would have just been getting online just now 10 years ago. So who the fuck am I to fucking complain that a story doesn't pull up just like that? Yeah. See, think about shit like that and get perspective. Man with duffel bag full of drugs at Union County Mall sentenced, and I have not been to this mall since they put it up. An Arizona man was sentenced to 46 months in prison Wednesday for trying to sell fentanyl in Jersey Gardens Mall parking lot. Acting U.S. Attorney Rachel Honig announced, what the fuck? How do you get 46 months for fucking fentanyl? For fucking like hospital grade drugs without, what? Yo, this is the shit that they gave me that I told you that I was fucking hallucinating in the hospital off the shit that I seen a fucking dude waving at me out the window and I was on like the fourth fucking floor. And you only get 46 months for this shit? Like, yo, he telling. He gave somebody up. Jose Manuel Ramos Lima. See? That fucking extra name, man. I was ready for that shit this time. I mean, like, 51, a citizen of Mexico, Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, Jose Manuel Ramos Lemos, a citizen of Mexico residing in Arizona. Previously pleaded guilty to an indictment charging him with conspiracy to distribute and possess with the intent to distribute 400 grams or more of fentanyl. How you, yo, 400 fucking grams, like, and possession with intent to distribute, yeah, god damn. On July 6, 2019, Ramos Limas, yeah, thank you for shorting that up. Yeah, even the motherfucker that typed this shit was like, yo, that's too much. Ramos Limas went to Jersey Gardens Mall parking lot and told a confidential informant that he had 5 kilograms of China White heroin for sale. Fuck. According to documents filed in this case and statements made in court, Ramos Limos bought a duffel bag containing 5 grams of fentanyl and was arrested. Like, any. Oh, shit. He tried to switch them because I was supposed fucking, even though fentanyl might be as dangerous as heroin, China White heroin would probably be way more expensive just off of like street value alone. I mean, like, yeah, like, wow. He would have got off if they would have, if he wouldn't have been so stupid to be dealing with a confidential informant. Because the fentanyl probably, people use fentanyl to cut their heroin with. Yeah, they use fentanyl to cut heroin. Know what I mean? So, like, to spread the heroin out, like, so they can make more bags or they could just get more product. More, yeah, they get more product out of their fucking heroin. But, yeah, like, but done alone, and I, for one, now, I'm a fucking firsthand. I witnessed the fucking, and that was just in like in scientifically medically controlled small doses, had me hallucinating and had me like just in a stupor. Like I was out of it. I was out of it. Like, yeah, wow. In addition to the prison term, Ramos Limas will need to complete 3 years of supervised release. He told on somebody. Yeah, he told him he did something. He did, yeah. You're not gonna get fucking like 4 years, 4 years and fucking 4 years and 3 years fucking parole or probation for one of the country's most fucking like dangerous narcotics. Like, no. And yo, if there's anybody out there that's in law enforcement or in the medical field, like, yo, hey, feel free to correct me. But I just think that 400 grams of fentanyl would call for more than just like 4 years and 3 years probation. Now, I mean, shit, you get that shit for just fucking like, you get that shit for nothing. You get 4 years. 4 years, depending on his record, he'll be out in like 2.5. Yeah, maybe do a halfway house, even it out to like a 3. Know what I mean? They come off and do 3 years probation on 3 years parole or whatever. Know what I mean? And if he got probation, I think if he just pay his fucking fines off, however, Now me and every port, he might get off at fucking 2. Yeah. If you on parole, we might have to do the whole motherfucking 3 years. I mean, but god damn, yo, that's a lot of motherfucking drugs for him to just like, hey man, be it that you a Mexican dude, man, like, yo, man, I'm taking a shot for you. Jose Manuel Ramos Lemos. Man, happy Cinco de Mayo, bro. Salute. That shit is fucking dangerous. That shit is dangerous by itself. To have 400 grams of that shit walk around a duffel bag, like yeah, in the fucking mall, around the mall, around the neighborhood. Listen, bro, we're gonna do this deal. I'm gonna meet you on Mars. Can't even meet on Mars because the rover will fucking snap a picture of you. You're done. You know what I mean? Oh, we gotta meet on the moon. Matter of fact, no, we can't meet. You can't meet nowhere for the fucking deal, man. You know what I mean? Like, yo, like, definitely, yeah, I don't want to get into too much specifics because I really don't know. But if you're coming from Mexico to Arizona to Elizabeth, you know what I mean? To Elizabeth, I think that's where Jersey Gardens Mall is in Elizabeth. I mean, then like you're probably moving that shit. The man that was supposed to get caught is like far away some fucking where. Jesus. Next story. Moving right along. Moving right along. Let's get this shit off my fucking page, man. Little duffel bag boy. Remember that Lil Wayne song? Yeah, that's how old I am. Woman allegedly sets home on fire with person inside, watches it burn in lawn chair. Yo, where the fuck is this aggression coming from, y'all? Yo, y'all, you see what I do? You see, if you can hear me right now, I'm smiling. I'm not happy that she did that shit, but you know, I'm not fucking. There's little anger, very little anger. Damn, look at that fucking, look at that shit. Yo, you can see the lawn chair, yo, it's not a cheap one either. That's fucked up. It's one of them shits, it's the kickbacks. It's the kickback lawn chair. I guess when the smoke got too close, she got the fuck up. Now, a Maryland woman was charged with attempted murder, arson, and assault after witnesses say they saw her house on fire with the person trapped in his basement. Jesus Christ. Person in the basement was able to escape the home. Thank you. The Maryland State Fire Marshal said on April 29th, witnesses observed Gail J. Metwally, what? 47, allegedly setting multiple fires within the home and then watching the home burn while sitting in the chair on the lawn. That's sweet tea. I mean, she 47. I mean, like, yeah, she probably had on her nightgown or whatever the fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what was that? I don't know if that was waiting to exhale when the girl flicked the cigarette in the car and just walked off. Like, yeah, Metwally was arrested near the home in Elkton. I don't know where the hell that is. Shortly after, maybe I'll get on later and ask somebody where Elkton is. And that somebody's auntie did that shit. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna get on here and fucking clown y'all. Yeah, that somebody's auntie did that shit shortly after the incident and transported to the Maryland State Police Northeast Barrack, where she was charged with first and second degree attempted murder, first degree arson, first degree assault, and other charges. The fire marshal said in a press release. Damn. bystander in a Snapchat video, a bystander that was verified by NBC News. Yeah, a bystander records Met Wiley in what appears to be an argument with a man and a woman. That leave these women alone, man. Yo, they not gonna sit. I told y'all that shit, man. They not gonna sit in the corner and cry no more, man. They not gonna. They just gonna fucking kill you. They gonna do some shit like the story I did before when the girl threw the motherfucker in the gas in the fucking car and didn't have to know what she was doing and the shit fucking exploded and knocked her the fuck back. Like, yeah, man, these girls ain't crying no more, man. Let's start doing right. Do right or just leave. And for, I don't even know if you can leave, man. Like, yo, you just like, fuck. Like, yo, he'd be like, yo, I just got this one woman, man. I got this one woman. You calling your homeboys up, like, yo, I got this one woman, man. Like, yo, like, yo, I moved in with her, man. It's just this one. All the other ones are cool, man, but it's just this one, man. She won't get off my back, bro. Like, yeah, those are the ones that's gonna fucking Oh shit. The fire marshal said that bystanders helped the victim who was trapped in a home and confirmed that a total of four people resided in the home, including Met Wally, the two residents aside from Met Wally and the person in the basement were not home at the time. That's premeditated murder. That's fucking premeditated murder. I don't know how you get around that shit. Like, yeah, like that mean, like, yo, you waited until the perfect time to do that shit. Play with these girls, whatever, play in their hair. You know, like some of them, you kiss, play with their ears, play with their pussy, play with their feet, but do not play with their fucking heart. And I don't know what the fuck the situation was, but for something to make a woman so angry that she would burn her own motherfucking house down with the man. Come on. And we just connecting dots with imaginary, connecting imaginary dots with invisible lines. Come on, man. Jesus, yo. Yo, shout out to the dude that got the fuck up out of there, man. Shout out to the dude that got the fuck up out of there, man. Yeah. Happy Cinco de Mayo. He can enjoy Cinco de Mayo with just minor smoke inhalation. I mean, take a little bit of prednisone. I mean, take a little bit of prednisone. Take a, put him on some albuterol, clean his chest out, and cough that shit the fuck up. Yeah, fuck, man. Yo, you just burned down our whole fucking. What about the two people that wasn't there that found out that their house was fucking burnt down when they came back for him from wherever the fuck they was? Like, it's the, and I say this every fucking time. What makes you so angry to the point that you black out, that you don't think about what's beyond what you're about to do? It's fascinating to me, just the psychology of that. Like, what can make you so angry at someone that you can possibly, like, not thinking about the consequences or anything? You're just thinking about right now at 10:41 p.m. I don't care about 10:42. Like, this shit is going down. Wow. Those are the type of people that's fucking, that scares me. Yeah, those are the type of people that scares me. Like, yeah. Like, they don't scare me, but they interest me. You know what I mean? They interest me, like, or to at least make me want to watch them from a distance. Because I don't want to get caught in no fucking house fires behind doing no research on you fucking, or yeah. Yeah, you'd be interested in them and shit. Like, yeah, what the fuck? How you don't find out that they crazy until you in the basement with the house on fire? How you ain't know that shit was going? How you let that girl trap you off all alone by yourself? That woman, not that girl, that woman, because they said she was 47. I mean, like, so, shit. How you ain't hit your motherfucker like, yo, like, come on, leave me alone with this woman. Where you going? You going to McDonald's to get a burger with some shit on the motherfucker wrapper? Yo, like, I don't care, man. Just take me with you, man. Like, yo, I'm coming. Let her be, yo. Leave, don't, yo, don't ever be alone. Yo, that would be the fucking low-key secret around the whole motherfucking house. Like, don't ever be alone in the house with that woman. She's ornery. That's what's down south. That's what down south folks say. They call you aunt. She's ornery. Mean she's angry. She's mean. Like she's ornery. I mean, like, oh God, yo. Okay, that shit is not funny, yo. Like, it's not funny. But I could laugh only because nobody got hurt. I mean, like, yeah, like that shit crazy. Yo, you people with these fucking anger issues, yo, get yourself checked the fuck out, man. Like, yo, that shit fucking, like, that shit not cool at all. Like, yo, and then y'all be wanting to fucking, like, validate that shit. Like, yeah, he's hot. Yeah, he'll come and air this shit out. Yeah, he will. He'll probably shoot you in the process, too. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers are unstable. Why can't I delete this? Huh? What are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. Bring it back home for a second. You New Jersey man fires gun towards neighbors over loud partying. Yes. Read it right, though. New Jersey man fires gun towards neighbors over loud partying. You can say at neighbors. Wasn't aiming to kill. You know what I mean? New Jersey man is facing several charges after police say he fired a weapon at his neighbor's home over loud partying. I feel you, bro. Yo, we are the largest. We probably might be the. I gotta do the numbers. Like, yo. Most densely populated state in the country. Like, yeah. Yeah, most densely populated states. Yo, this shit is crazy. This is 2015, though. Yeah, let's see. Let's get. Yo, y'all done sent census. Y'all done sent fucking census letters. Y'all done stuffed our mailboxes for like 2 months about that census shit. And I filled one out. And you motherfuckers, you better fucking. What is the most densely populated state? New Jersey is the most densely populated state, being home to the most populous city in the country. New York ranks 7th, god damn, in overall density. But yeah, like, yo, New Jersey is the most densely populated state, being home to the most populous. When is this? When is this? When was this? Let's see here, because this is Wikipedia. You gotta fucking like look. Yeah, man. Like, I mean, like, yeah, you gotta fucking like check this shit. Wikipedia, you gotta find a fucking like at least two more articles to like fucking yeah, you gotta find at least two more articles. 'Cause I think most populous and population density is fucking like yeah, Yeah, man, like, yo, yeah, populace and population density is like, your population is like how many people. I mean, your population is how many people you have, but your population is your population density is how close are the people together. Know what I mean? And that's what factors in. Know what I mean? Like, if you got people stacked on top of people, that might fucking increase your crime rate. Know what I mean? That can be, and especially now, know what I mean? Especially now, that increases your chances for catching like diseases like COVID. Know what I mean? That convinces your chances for like bed bugs, vermin, pests. You know what I mean? Everything. Your population density. You know what I mean? Your population, because yo, I'm in the country, but it's like it might have a the way it's stacked might have the population density might be of a population that's more spread out somewhere that's like of a bigger state. If that makes any sense to you. You know what I mean? Like, if that makes any sense to you, I'm looking it up right now in the homie chat. Yo, I'm not mad because I've been dealing with loud ass neighbors all my life. If you can't hear this shit in the background right now, that's because I got good equipment. Because, yo, I'm listening to shit right now that I should not have to fucking listen to. I don't like it. I don't have to, yeah. But I don't trip. Like, yeah, that's the whole thing. That's what I'm telling you, man. Don't let your fucking anger. Now you in the box. You know what I mean? The population density of a New Jersey County jail is way more. And you can't shoot at the motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Population density of New Jersey 2020. You know what I mean? And damn, the area of New Jersey is in this where does it rank though? You know what I mean? Where does it rank? Okay, we do a county by, they doing a county by county. Now I mean, like, this is for, let's see here, 2020. We're learning shit today. I don't care. Cut me off. Nah, don't cut me off. I mean, it's 21 counties in New Jersey. I knew that. The top one is Hudson County, then Essex, then Union. So where the fuck was this dude at? Hudson, Essex, Union. A New Jersey man is fired over a year. It happened on Davidson Avenue in Carlstadt. Where the fuck is Carlstadt? Yo, this shit is fucked up, man. Like, yo, I don't know where this shit is. I'm sorry to get mad because now I'm not going down this rabbit hole. I'm not going down this rabbit hole. All I'm just trying to say is that please turn your music down after a certain time. You know what I mean? Please, and you won't get shot. And there's a good chance you might not get shot because this is still Jersey. So, yeah, it's still New Jersey. You still might get shot, but if you're a little bit quieter, then you miss a chance that you might not get shot. All right. Yo, I'm gonna take a fucking shot. We're talking about a shot and taking a shot at looking at how the fucking population density of the motherfucking USA. What? Simple man. All right, I like things to be simple. Certain things. Jesus. But yeah, New Jersey is one of the most densely populated states in the country. This is my last story. I think I have turned the corner. I'm a professional. Anybody else would have just cut this shit off and been like, fuck it. Technical difficulties. The old school TV when the fucking signal would give out because they had to cut the shit because they only had like three channels. They could only run to like fucking like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Was no Johnny Carson. There was no Johnny Carson. There was no Letterman. You young people would not know what the fuck I'm talking about. Same story. Same song, different singer. Look, Arkansas mom pulls gun in grade school carpool lane. And the shit says stop or my mom will shoot. Hilarious. I don't need nothing else, yo. I don't like to put nothing on it. I ain't gotta put nothing on it. That shit was perfect. It's a whole story behind this shit. But that shit right there, you know what I mean? Bulls gun in grade school carpool lane. Get the fuck out of my way. Y'all in the way. I know how you feel. I feel like that every day. A truck driving Arkansas mother is accused of cutting off other parents in an elementary grade school carpool lane because setting an example, mom. Then pointing a gun at one man, I'll fucking clap you. Yeah. And his son is seemingly warning, they say, yo. Yo, they said they point he she said she pointed the gun, all right? At one man and his son, and seemingly warning next time, like, yo, get the fuck out, like on some old Clint Eastwood shit, like, yeah, get the fucking news outlet reports that the incident happened Tuesday outside. I'm not gonna say the school. The alleged gunwoman is said to have cut off three other cars using a red rim black GMC Yukon big body. Yeah, who the fuck gonna get in my way? Nobody gonna get in your way with that big ass fucking monster in a little ass fucking carpool lane. When one parent pulled up next to her to address the situation, he reportedly found himself staring down a barrel of a gun. The mom allegedly pointed the weapon and raised it up before saying those two ominous words. Yeah, the incident was reported to Little Rock police, who spoke with sp school security, which if they would have seen that gun, they would have been more out of the way. They would have got the fuck out the way. Yeah. They said the officials that reportedly, I'm not going to use the school. I'm not going to say the school. Want the suspect banned from school grounds. No, fuck that. No. 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 Then set up a bus. Yeah, set up a school bus for me to bring my kid back and forth to school. Reports that the mom in question is a 24-year-old woman. Hey, howdy. Oh shit. That is fucking crazy. Yo, motherfuckers get tired of yo. I'm telling you, man. What the fuck is the population density of fucking where the hell is this shit at? Of fucking Arkansas. Know what I mean? Like, yo, you get people around people. Get people around people, I'm always knocking a bottle over. But the cap is on tight. It's not gonna fall. It's good. Every fucking night I do that shit. And it gets onto the fucking, like, I can hear it. Like, god damn, man. But yo, like, yo, what the fuck is the population density of Arkansas, which is probably twice the size of New Jersey? Now, I mean, what is making somebody like that feel so much aggression? I mean, like, I don't know. Like, where's all, that's the whole fucking underlining of all the story. Damn near all the stories I did tonight was all about just fucking, like, just people are just fucking angry. Like, yo, like, y'all motherfckers need some fucking, some pussy, some dick, some liquor, some fucking weed, some something, man. Like, some therapy. Fuck. Some sleep. That's what it might fucking be, some fucking sleep. Shit. A fucking spa. Good. A healthy meal without feces on your fucking wrapper. Yeah, you gotta eat, you can't get shit. Yeah, I get fucking feces on my fucking McDonald's burger, and then I can't even argue with the fucking manager because I gotta go pick up my fucking kid from the fucking school over here. You think I'm not ready? Keep a Snickers in the glove box, people. Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah. With that, I'm gonna wrap it up. This has been fun. This one, this is, they're always a lot of fun. But this one has been fun. Like, yo, if you fucks with the show, hit me. If you fucks with the show, reach out at Rise and Shine, like, on Twitter, at RYEZNSHYNE, Rise and Shine. If you fucks with the Instagram, know what I mean, Taco Meat 05, TACOMEAT 05, or just, yo, just holler at me on Facebook, Avery Johnson. Follow the show, fuck, follow the show. Yo, if you got a podcast, yo, hit me, yo, I'll follow your shit. I mean, I'll follow your shit. I'll listen to your shit. This is all I do all day. I mean, I have a long day every day. I mean, anything that gets me through the fucking week, I'm good. I mean, like, yeah, that's, yo, if you got that, then, yo, let me know. I'll follow your show. I'll listen. I mean, yo, that being said, happy, it's still Cinco de Mayo. You got a fucking hour left. Take those last fucking shots. Adios.